Hello everyone, this is Belladonna Voodoo answering the little whiteboard questionnaire by Before Not False, and I decided to answer today two in a row, so I just did the white rabbit and now the whiteboard, but in separated audios, you know, to be easier to enjoy. So that's it. You awaken in your bed to a loud disturbance. A young boy struggles to catch his shadow. He soars around your room as he attempts to do so. Once he has captured his pesky part of his personage, he attaches it to himself and turns to you. He claims he can take you far, far away in a place where you would never grow old. Instead, you would stay young forever. Do you go with him? Where does he take you? I would probably think that I would be drunk. You know? Or at least dreaming. But if really Peter Pan entered into my room, I honestly don't know if I would go with him. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be forever young. I really don't want. Because I see people growing old and I would lose a lot of things. I mean, could I get married? Could I see the world? Or I would just, you know, be trapped in a land that could be awesome, yes, but could I see other cultures? No. So I wouldn't go. I would never lose my opportunities here to be forever young. And also, would I die one day? Or would I live the whole existence missing everyone? I couldn't go. I would never go. In the past, yes, I really thought like a billion times in the story, and I said, oh, I could. Wish I could go to Neverland, but now I wouldn't. No way. Describe your perfect reality as in as much detail as you can produce. My perfect reality would be a reality without prejudice, without war, without hunger, without all this unnecessary suffering, without corruption, without people wanting to, you know, bash other people, without betrayal, without these bad actions, these bad thoughts, these bad things. My perfect reality would be a land of peace, a world of peace, a world where everyone could be themselves and never harm no one, and be happy, and have what we need to survive, to live, actually, not just to survive, to live. You know, this would be my perfect reality. No war, no hunger, no hate. For a single day, you have no restrictions. You do not have to obey any laws, not the law of gravity, not the rule of law. You might create and destroy matter at will. This is only for 24 hours. Everything you do remains the following day, once all the restrictions of the universe are placed back on you. What will you do? Why? Well, I can kill someone. But I think that I would play Robin Hood and I would steal from rich and give to the poor. But I'm rich, okay? Not the medium class thinking they are rich. No, the rich, the powerful. Especially here. And I would take a lot of people starving and no roof and just flood the richest houses and say, hey, tonight they are guests, so give them what to eat and a place to sleep. I would do it. I would never, well, probably I would be arrested for breaking I don't know, I don't remember how to say, you know, getting in some place. But it would be for good. And probably I would have a chance to get rich or not. But I would do it. I would. Why? Because it's the right thing. I would give them a good thing. And honestly, if I could do it in my house, I would. Well, I could put some of them here in my house. You may remove a single emotion from all human consciousness. Once removed, it can never be felt again. Which emotion do you remove and why? Hate. Because hate fuck everything. So, hate. I would remove. Yes. You may remove a single emotion from yourself. Which one do you remove and why? Anxiety. Because I hate my anxiety. Is bad, and I wouldn't miss it at all. That's it. You no longer see time for a fixed perspective. Instead, you see every action you have taken and every action you will take from now until your death. You cannot change the actions you see ahead of you. They will happen despite your knowledge. In this new perspective, a blessing or a curse? Why? And how do you cope with this new perspective? Okay. This would be a curse. Because if I can't, if I really can't change, and I would see something bad that I would do. And I can't change this, is a curse. And you feel guilty. And you feel more guilty when you do it. And it takes worse when the bad things happen. So it would be an awful curse. How do you cope? I honestly would shrug in some moment. I would say, I can't do anything, but I can focus on the good things. I would try to survive to my own sadness. That would be awful. You can be gifted true immortality. Nothing can hurt or you, your physical form. You will endure for all time. Do take this gift. Why or why not? No. Probably I would say years ago that yes. And now that I am fighting to live, I say no. Because if I would be immortal and no one around me to would be this, I couldn't stand losing people and remaining here. I would miss everyone and it would be very sad. So no.
I wouldn't take this gift. Because it's not a gift, it's a curse. I know I could, you know, do new friends, make new friends and a new love every time, but how long I could? How many times I could lose people? How many times I would have to handle it? No way. I always thought that I would answer yes, that I could be mortal, but I think this, what happened to me, is something that is giving me a new perspective. And I don't even fear death now when I say that maybe I can lose this fight. What I fear is to be alone. So no, I wouldn't. Oh fuck, I'm crying a lot. Okay. Man, you just touch deep. In your immortality, you were granted a single other partner to be given immortality with you. If you said no to the immortality before, does it change your answer? Who would this person be and why? No. I would say no. And I wouldn't give immortality to anyone. Because as I said, it's a curse. I would make another people suffer. And I can't. I am actually thinking about someone now. Someone that I lost years ago. Someone that I call my true love. And he killed himself. So, maybe the only person only person that would make this answer change probably would be him. If I could make him immortal with me. But probably we would suffer too. Because all people around would die. And we would miss. And this, I would make him suffer. I would suffer. I would be bad. I would force him to suffer that with me, and this is selfish. Probably I could think about it with him, but no, my answer still remains no. I can't have a curse and force someone to have a curse too. No, I won't change my mind. You are dying, but it doesn't have to be so. Yeah, I hope so. We can transport all that you are into a machine. Oh my god, you are watching Black Mirror. That is not a copy. It will be you inside this machine. Your physical form will be destroyed in this process. Please, don't be a monkey. accept this offer? Why or why not? No? Well, unless we are talking about San Junipero. So yes, San Junipero, yes. I would love it. In the cloud. But if it would be like monkey. No. I wouldn't. I don't want to remain. I want to live. I want to have opportunities. And just exist? No. The difference between San Junipero and the monkey is that the monkey just exists. And San Junipero is another life. I know you watched Black Mirror. This is so Black Mirror. So if I had the chance of San Junipero, yes. But if I had to be a monkey, no. I will not. This is suffering. The desperation to exist is bigger than to live. I don't want to exist. I want to live. That has come for you. Really, it's not easy, this one, okay? It is the Reaper in his black clothes, face obscured by shadow. Before he takes you away from the mortal plane, you might ask him three questions. What would you do? You ask. Where am I going? Will people that I live be care? Can I see him can I see them again? From where I am, from where I will be. I will ask these three. I would miss everyone that I know. I would miss a lot of people here. I'm praying every day to not be my time now. That's why what I would ask. Thank you all.